local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Now we welcome you to the start of another work week. Happy Monday. It's a very nice afternoon. Plenty of sunshine out there. We saw a big warm-up here over the last hour and a half or so, and a bit of a cool-down coming up later on tonight. Pretty nice weather to start the week. We do have the chance of some more showers and thunderstorms a bit later on, but for now, over the next couple of days, get out and enjoy the sunshine and the more sunshine at that with the spring forward happening over the weekend. Hope you have recovered from the hour that you lost. Joe and Austin with you for the next 47 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. As always, the text line is open, 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-2626-1111. We'll start, as we always do, with today's top three stories. The U.S. Embassy evacuating non-essential staff members from Haiti as gang violence grips the Caribbean nation. Families of diplomats and others were reportedly being airlifted out of the capital city of Port-au-Prince to safety over the weekend, and a post on the embassy's website calls the current security situation in Haiti unpredictable and dangerous. It also advises U.S. citizens not to travel to the country. President Biden today unveiling his sweeping budget proposal for his potential second term. The budget aims to reduce the federal deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade by raising taxes on the wealthy and corporations. That includes a 25% tax rate on billionaires. It also includes provisions to strengthen Medicare and Social Security, as well as boost manufacturing and create clean energy jobs and tax credits for first-time homebuyers. The budget is unlikely to become law, though, in the divided Congress should he be elected to a second term. And the president today is also pressuring Congress to take up the recent bipartisan border deal that conservative Republicans say is not enough to slow the flow of immigration, illegal immigration. While delivering remarks before the National League of Cities, Biden notes how he felt the deal would improve the crisis at the border.
This bill would save lives, bring order to the border. It has the funds that many of our cities badly need as well.
And he is urging representatives from cities all across the country to tell their congressmen, to tell their members of Congress to show a little spine and get the bill passed. Those are today's top three stories on a Monday, 4:15 now. We'll check in with Austin for the first time this afternoon for an update on the roads and weather.
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. Not a ton going on the roads here. We do have some minor backups here and there. We'll start with a previously reported traffic incident. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway in front of the Waffle House, it's causing very minor issues, nothing too severe at this time. However, a little bit further eastbound, if you're coming that same direction from Mary Esther, we've got typical evening traffic causing backups there. Also, if you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, we've got some backups in that area. And the only other spot where you're really going to see anything too severe is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
All right. Meteorologist Alan Strum joining us this afternoon.
Skies should be clearing up as we head through the overnight hours, and low temperatures will be cooling off way down into the 40s overnight. During the day Tuesday, we'll get some sunshine and a high of about 70 degrees. So it's warming up as we head through the week. Late this week, we've got a chance for rain. Same thing as we head into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 416, taking a look at our local headlines today. Getting some new information this afternoon as a homicide investigation starts in Escambia County. This happened at around 7:45 this morning when a male victim in his 30s was found dead with a gunshot wound to the chest. The call to the area of R and Godfrey Streets was originally dispatched as an overdose. However, deputies found the gunshot victim there. Currently, no suspect information has been released. In Santa Rosa County, the ARC Gateway is scrambling to find adequate space for their adult day training center in Milton. According to the PNJ, the program's been housed at 6225 Dixie Road for the last 30 years. However, back in January, The building owner gave the agency notice that they would need to vacate.
I guess I'm here representing the many parents and caregivers of these very special citizens in hopes that you can continue to advise, counsel, and if there's any way of legitimately leveraging county resources to assist them as they make this urgent transition, it would be very, very much appreciated.
Yeah, and that during today's commission committee meeting, our Gateway has reportedly had discussions with county leaders about the possibility of using the Bagdad Community Center moving forward. Also, coming up Thursday, we'll have a much better picture of where things stand with the idea of Santa Rosa County becoming the new home of Florida's largest American flag.
Mr. Chairman, I looked at the bid portal this morning. There's over 20 firms that downloaded the packet, expressed interest in that way, and there's two that have formalized their bid submission. So we'll open them at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
So again, Thursday is when that discussion will take place, finding out exactly where things stand and how much it'll cost to get that idea into reality. The county soliciting bids for a flagpole over 200 feet tall to be installed at the administrative complex on Highway 90. In Molino, a new group living facility is being proposed. It would be located at an 8,000-square-foot home on just over 5,000 acres, located on Mahard Road off of Highway 95A. According to NorthEscambia.com, a conditional use application has been filed with the county's Development Review Committee, and the application says the home would be used for an adult family care facility. Over the weekend, a candlelight vigil for the Malcolm Young Gym. Many of the attendees, memories of the old facility, Jonathan Green, one of them.
I remember just being a kid, the Roy Jones Jr. celebrity basketball games, just coming as a student and playing with my friends' 5-on-5 pickup games.
And of course, Green has been one of the central figures of the effort to get the issue on a ballot referendum. Of course, last week the city went ahead and demolished the gym. After the first effort at the referendum failed, a second one was filed but had not been reviewed by a judge yet. 419, we'll take a break there. We've got state and national headlines still to come. Pensacola right now.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, I had a good opportunity to talk to Michelle Salzman, Representative Michelle Salzman, about the bills she got passed this session, including the Dozier School for Boys Compensation Fund. Also, Doug Broxson, who was the Senate sponsor of that same bill and worked heavily on the $20 million compensation fund for that. Also talked about Pensacola City Council and the 3 minutes of booing that Jonathan Green, an activist trying to save the Malcolm Young Gym, gave to the city council as his public comment. You can listen to all of that at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at newsradio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Wasn't a ton to get into on the roads in our last update, luckily. That appears to still be the case now. We've got some stuff going on here and there on some of these busier roads like North Davis Highway and 9 Mile Road, but it's nothing that's going to hold you up for too long. We did have an accident report on Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound in front of the Waffle House. Still some minor congestion here and there in that area, but nothing too severe. The main spot where you're going to have problems is if you are either getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound on Caroline towards Glover Lane, or if you're traveling westbound on Caroline coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
Skies should be clearing up as we head through the overnight hours, and low temperatures will be cooling off way down into the 40s overnight. During the day Tuesday, we'll get some sunshine and a high of about 70 degrees. So it's warming up as we head through the week. Late this week, we've got a chance for rain. Same thing as we head into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 4:25 here at News Radio 92.3, listening to Pensacola right now. Around the state of Florida today, the NAACP is urging black student-athletes to reconsider whether they should attend public colleges and universities in Florida. In a letter sent today by the NCAA, officials cited a new site policy barring those schools from using government funds for diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, programs. Earlier this month, Governor Ron DeSantis said on social media that DEI is toxic and has no place in our public universities. And that same day, the University of Florida announced that their entire DEI staff was being let go.
Wow. And the state of Florida is taking legal action against a charity accused of lying about its cancer donations. Attorney General Ashley Moody worked with the Federal Trade Commission and 9 other states to file a federal lawsuit earlier today against Cancer Recovery Foundation International. Telemarketers with the organization are accused of telling people that 50% of their donations support women in treatment and recovery. However, Moody says an investigation found that only about one penny of every dollar was going to patients.
The state fire marshal is warning Floridians about an electric hoverboard. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission issued a statement today saying anyone who has an Evercross EV5 hoverboard should stop using it immediately due to a potential fire risk. The Chinese-made product have been sold online since 2021. State Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Petrona says defective lithium battery-powered items are ticking time bombs.
And Florida continues to outpace the national job growth average, according to new data released today.
As of January 2024, Florida's labor force has grown by 2.2% over the year. This was faster than the national labor force growth rate of 0.8% over the same time period. Florida's over-the-year labor force growth has outpaced the national growth rate since December of 2020.
James Heckman with Florida Commerce says Florida's statewide unemployment rate has been lower than the national rate for 39 consecutive months. The national unemployment rate was 3.7% for January 2024, a 0.6 percentage point higher than Florida's rate.
National headlines. President Biden is calling on Congress to work with his administration to lower health care costs.
I'm thinking about millions of Americans out there who are lying in bed at night staring at the ceiling wondering, what if it happens? What if it happens to me? How am I going to pay for it?
And while speaking in New Hampshire, the president outlined his health care agenda, which includes expanding the Affordable Care Act and capping out-of-pocket drug costs for seniors on Medicare. He contrasted his plan with Republicans, who he says wants to repeal Obamacare and put Social Security and Medicare on the chopping block.
And New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is pleading not guilty to new charges. He was arraigned in a New York federal court Monday on a superseding indictment that charges him with obstruction of justice. The Democrat was indicted on 12 new criminal charges, including conspiracy for a public official to act as a foreign agent. The charges are related to a years-long corruption and bribery scheme involving the governments of Egypt and Qatar.
Special Counsel Robert Hur is set to testify before a Republican-led House panel tomorrow. Of course, he was tasked with investigating President Biden's handling of classified documents, but ultimately declined to bring criminal charges. His public testimony will be held before the House Judiciary Committee.
And the NTSB is investigating Friday's deadly crash of a National Guard helicopter near the Texas border. Military officials in New York identified the two soldiers who were killed as Army National Guard members Casey Frankowski and John Gracia III. Homeland Security officials said the Border Patrol agent who also died in the crash was Chris Luna. The helicopter was on a support mission at the southwest border when it went down on Friday.
And NASA Administrator and former Senator Bill Nelson says that the state of NASA is strong and getting stronger as he announced President Biden's budget proposal for the space agency for the coming fiscal year.
And that budget is $25.4 billion. That's an increase of $500 million over the previous fiscal year, 24.
And Nelson says the space agency fared better than many other agencies as lawmakers seek to cut spending as the national debt continues to grow. And he says they will continue its work to send humans back to the moon and onto Mars and beyond. Coming up after the Fox News update, free agency, legal tampering period opened.
Right.
So money's flying all over the place. Teams getting new players, players signing with new teams. We'll have you covered with all the latest intel there.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden continues his tour of battleground states, campaigning in New Hampshire near Manchester, where he said this about his likely GOP opponent.
Donald Trump said cuts to Social Security and Medicare are on the table again.
The president referring to an interview the former president did with CNBC today. But the Trump campaign says he was talking about cutting waste. The Senate Intelligence Committee holds its annual hearing about worldwide threats today. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines testified they're especially concerned by the growing threat of Russia, in part because of their supply of nuclear weapons.
Russia continues to modernize and fortify its nuclear weapons capabilities, even though it maintains the largest and most diverse nuclear weapons stockpile.
Haines adds there's also concern Russia will continue to threaten global norms. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Add the U.S. Justice Department to the list of agencies investigating the early January door plug blowout on a Boeing 737 MAX jet. Citing documents and people familiar with the matter, the Wall Street Journal says Justice is probing the incident and has contacted some passengers and crew members from that January 5th Alaska Airlines flight. Boeing shares today fell 3%. Shares of Meta took a tumble after Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump criticized the social media giant in an interview. The former president told CNBC he couldn't support a congressional ban of TikTok because banning that popular app would be a big boost for Meta's Facebook, which he called the enemy of the people. Meta shares slid 4.4%. Stocks were mixed overall today. Traders hesitant to make any big moves ahead of the Tuesday morning release of another inflation update, the February consumer prices data. The S&P 500 slipped 5 points. The Nasdaq lost 65. The Dow, though, edged up 47 points. That's your money now.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Steelers needed to upgrade their quarterback position, and late last night they did that by inking Russell Wilson to a veteran minimum deal. Pittsburgh can pretend like this is a competition all they want, but I'm told Russ knows he'll be getting the QB1 reps and will be starting week one over Kenny Pickett. The Steelers are now Wilson's team, and time will tell if Russ could salvage his career after that disaster that occurred in Denver, but regardless of the outcome, this is a marriage that needed to happen. I'm Zach Gelb.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, let's talk. When I turned 40, I was feeling burnt out, unsatisfied with my marriage and career. I couldn't recognize the man I'd become. Honestly, I thought I would never be the same man again. Then I figured out I had lower testosterone and found Nugenix Total T. It changed everything. After 1 month, I rediscovered the man I know I am. That guy from my youth. I was hitting the gym, feeling passion in my marriage, feeling more energetic at work. Nugenix Total T includes Testofen, a patented ingredient clinically shown to boost free and total testosterone. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle and try Total T for yourself. Just send a text. Text TEAR to 369-369 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text TEAR to 369-369. That's TEAR to 369-369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Very happy to say that there has not been a ton going on the roads so far. From what I am seeing, that still appears to be the case. It looks like you're going to have the most issues if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. Also have a little bit of backups if you are traveling northbound on a North Blue Angel Parkway, I believe this is, yes, towards U.S. Highway 98. If you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards South Fairfield Drive, we've still got some issues over there as well. And if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've still got some issues there, though the congestion has seemed to die down some.
Skies overnight will be clearing up and overnight lows will be cooling off. Low temperatures again dropping down into the 40s. During the day on Tuesday, a little bit warmer with a high of about 70, mostly sunny skies. Looking through the week, late this week, we've got a chance for rain, and into the weekend, also a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 4:38 here, hour number one of Pensacola right now. Quick recap of today's top three stories. Number one, the U.S. Embassy evacuating non-essential staff members from Haiti as gang violence grips the Caribbean nation. President Biden today unveiling his sweeping budget proposal for his potential second term and pressuring Congress to take up the recent bipartisan border deal, urging representatives from cities all across the country to tell their members of Congress to show a little spine and pass that bill. Well, Austin, a very busy today in the NFL world.
Yes.
As we have the opening of free agency with the new league year and money flying all over the place, teams getting new star players, and the Pittsburgh Steelers, your Pittsburgh Steelers now finally, after decades, have a true franchise quarterback.
After decades. That's cute. But yeah, we were one of just many teams to make a move. We did sign Russell Wilson to a 1-year deal. And I think we only got him for like $1.2 million. I think that's like the veteran's minimum. So that's got to have Denver's wallet aching. But yeah, no, some of the other moves in the NFL so far has been Michael Pittman. You got a 3-year extension with the Colts. Deion Dawkins, left tackle for the Bills. He got a 3-year extension as well. Your Bears made headlines. DeAndre Swift got him at running back for a few years. Tony Pollard going to the Titans. Defensive tackle Christian Wilkins going to the Raiders on a huge 4-year, $110 million contract. Quarterback Kirk Cousins, he was another big name in this offseason. He's going to the Falcons. So if you're a Saints fan, maybe you're biting your nails over that one. He's going there for 4 years, $180 million. And Saquon Barkley, he's going to the Philadelphia Eagles for 3 years and about $38 million, but it could be worth more. And that's not even all. We've got Landon Dickerson, a guard for the Eagles. He's signing an $87 million contract extension with them. That includes $50 million guaranteed, making him the highest paid guard in NFL history. That's according to ESPN. Also, the Packers released running back Aaron Jones and replaced him with former Raider Josh Jacobs. They got him. Let's see. Wide receiver T. Higgins has requested a trade out of Cincinnati after 4 seasons with the Bengals. And the Packers also released offensive tackle David Bakhtiari, who was there for 11 seasons.
Yeah. So of all the moves that were made, obviously not counting the Steelers, any particular one that stuck out to you as being most significant or eyebrow raising?
I think Kirk Cousins going to the Falcons is a good one because they've kind of had some questionable quarterback play in recent memory. And while Kirk is kind of his injuries are kind of concerning and he's very inconsistent, he is a statistically solid quarterback. So I would like to see him succeed there. I don't know. I mean, he's kind of had some poor luck with the teams he's been on over the course of his career. But maybe he, if he's still got some juice in him, that can work. And also Saquon Barkley, he's had some injuries as well. But him going to the Eagles, they're looking to bounce back from the heavy hangover year that they just had. I think it would be cool to see him work there also.
Yeah, I think we have a New York Giants fan in our text messages. Saquon is a loser for going to the crosstown rivals in Philadelphia for less money than what the Giants paid for him last year. A complete loser. Hope he does awful this year.
That's harsh.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, I think for all of these contracts, because, you know, there's what the contract reported years and money is, and then there's what the actual guaranteed money. So,
right.
You know, Saquon was on the franchise tag for 1 year, and obviously the guarantee and the security of whether that money is paid in year one, year two, or whatever, the guaranteed money is where you're at. So 3 years, $37.5 million. I don't know if that's the amount of guarantees or not, but my assumption is it's probably somewhere close to that over the length of the contract there. You know, listen, you know, it's free agency, and this is what we see. I'm not thinking off the top of my head of a more recent high profile move where you do have a division rival like the division or the Giants and the Eagles there, but no, yeah, I'm sure he will be booed quite heavily when they play in New Jersey next year. Also, college basketball have a lot going on there. Of course, Today is the Sun Belt Conference tournament winding down. Marshall, congratulations to them, the women's champions, winning 95-92 earlier today. Coming up at 6 o'clock, Arkansas State taking on James Madison. I would say James Madison, the heavy favorite. 30-3 season this year. Arkansas State 18-15.
Ooh.
But that one gets underway at 6 o'clock, and that's on the main network of ESPN. So that'll be cool, and hopefully, you know, we pack it out for a good showing on national television. What wasn't such a great showing on national television yesterday was the LSU South Carolina SEC championship game. The women's team, they had the fight there with about 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. That saw LSU's Flauze Johnson called for an intentional foul. She was knocked to the floor by South Carolina's Camilla Cardoso, who, of course, hit the game winner against Tennessee the night before. And the brother of one of the LSU players was arrested for jumping onto the court during that brawl. So not great there. And the last 2 minutes saw the both teams playing with only five players, as everybody else who was on the bench, they actually left the bench area and got ejected for the rest of the game. I think South Carolina will have one player, I think, who's not eligible for the first round. Of course, that shouldn't really be much of a concern for them.
They're unbeaten for a reason, yeah. But no, that South Carolina-Tennessee game from the other day, I mean, yeah, that was a great shot. We also have Kansas State and Texas in the Big 12 semis. That's on that was on ESPN currently. I'm sorry. I dropped the ball there. I was supposed to look up that score there. We'll get to that in a minute. But we have the Big East
championship. Is that women's?
Yes, that's women's.
All right.
And we've got the Big East championship between Georgetown and UConn. That's going to be tipping off at 6 on FS1. So I'm sure a couple hours from now we'll have some updates on that.
Yeah, 38-28 Texas.
Okay. And in the West Coast Conference semis, this is over on the men's side. We've got Santa Clara versus St. Mary's at 8 on ESPN, followed by San Francisco at versus Gonzaga at 10:30 on ESPN2.
Earlier you had Iowa State beating Oklahoma 85-68. 4:45 now in News Radio, getting an update on our local roads and weather.
Let's see. All right, so we do have some minor issues here and there. If you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway, this is if you're traveling towards, what's this called? It just told me. Muldoon Road. If you're traveling northbound towards Muldoon Road, that's just south of Cerny Road. So we do have some issues in that area typically, and that this time is no exception. It is very minor, though. And if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, we've got some backups in that area still. Some minor issues on Pine Forest Road and North Davis Highway here and there. But the only spots where you're going to see the most issues are on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Maybe a little bit if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, heading from Mary Esther over closer to Windhaven Beach. And if you are traveling eastbound or westbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, we've got some backups going both ways there.
Skies overnight will be clearing up and overnight lows will be cooling off. Low temperatures again dropping down into the 40s. During the day on Tuesday, a little bit warmer with a high of about 70, mostly sunny skies. Looking through the week, late this week, we've got a chance for rain, and into the weekend, also a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. 447 now at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at today's health, business, and science notes. Today could prove hazardous for some when it comes to health. When most people in America move the clocks forward for daylight savings, hospitals report a 24% spike in heart attack visits on the ensuing Monday.
What?
Yeah, the exact reason isn't clear, but experts think the lost hour of sleep plays a big role disrupting the body's natural rhythm.
Oh, interesting. Come on. How have humans made it this far, man? Are you kidding me? An hour of sleep? Whatever. I'm not a scientist.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole on that. Airbnb is banning indoor security cameras from all listings. The short-term rental platform made the announcement Monday. It previously allowed indoor security cameras to be used in common areas, placed in visible areas if they were disclosed on the listing page. The move comes after customer complaints and a skit about the issue on Saturday Night Live. Outdoor security cameras will still be permitted.
Not too happy with Airbnb right now, Austin.
Why is that?
A few weeks ago, I had booked a reservation for Super Bowl weekend, which is in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Right? So I look up on Airbnb's website because the NFL completely blocks all of the hotels and they sell them for the premium packages and whatnot. So Airbnb is the way you got to go. I found one of two homes that had not realized it was Super Bowl weekend and still had their normal rate. So I booked one of them. And so, you know, the weeks go by. I finally get a notice yesterday that my reservation has been canceled because the owner of the home says that the property is being sold. How much would you like to bet that the property is, in fact, not being sold and that somehow the financing or just something will fall through and then that home will be listed at a much higher rate than what I was able to secure it at?
I find that very believable. On a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 9. You're
that's
getting gypped
10.5.
there.
Anyway, Donald Trump says he thinks a TikTok ban would only empower Facebook.
The thing I don't like is that without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger. And I consider Facebook to be an enemy of the people, along with a lot of the media.
Speaking to CNBC, who he was probably referencing in that last part of the clip there, he says that there's a lot of good, there's a lot of bad with TikTok, but he predicted that banning it would help out Meta. And interesting comments there. Pop culture notes, of course, we had the Oscars last night, Oppenheimer, the big winner, securing 7 out of 13 nominations for wins. The film scoring Best Picture, Director, Actor, Supporting Actor, Original Score, Cinematography, and Film Editing. Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., and Christopher Nolan all took home their first ever Oscar wins.
And Emma Stone won Best Actress at the Oscars. She brought home the award for her work in Poor Things. This is Stone's second Best Actress Oscar and has been nominated 4 times now. Her first win was for 2017's La La Land.
Weekend box office review, Kung Fu Panda 4 got the win with an estimated $58.3 million. Dune Part 2 finished in second with $46.3 million.
And some of music's biggest names will honor the late Jimmy Buffett in Los Angeles next month. Paul McCartney and the Eagles will headline Keep the Party Going, a tribute to Jimmy Buffett. That's going to be on April 11th at the Hollywood Bowl. Other performers include Eric Church, Brandi Carlile, Jon Bon Jovi, and Kenny Chesney.
4:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish up next.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. You're going to see the biggest issues if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, and even southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10. Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, you're going to have some issues in that area as well. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound, going past Oriole Beach and closer to Tiger Point. We've still got a lot of evening traffic causing some hiccups there. And lastly, if you are traveling either east or westbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, we've got some backups going both ways there. No confirmation of a traffic incident, but nonetheless something to keep an eye on.
All right, and looking at our weather forecast,
skies should be clearing up as we head through the overnight hours, and low temperatures will be cooling off way down into the 40s overnight. During the day Tuesday, we'll get some sunshine and a high of about 70 degrees. So it's warming up as we head through the week. Late this week, we've got a chance for rain. Same thing as we head into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Quick recap of today's top three stories if you are just checking in with us. The U.S. Embassy is evacuating non-essential staff members from Haiti as gang violence grips the Caribbean nation. President Biden with a couple of updates today. First, unveiling a sweeping budget proposal for his potential second term. It aims to reduce the federal deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade by raising taxes on the wealthy and corporations, including a 25% tax rate on billionaires. And the president also pressuring Congress to take up the recent bipartisan border deal, saying that he's urging representatives from cities all over the country to tell their members of Congress to show a little spine in passing that legislation. Some of the more wackier stories making the rounds today, including a couple from Long Island. A Long Island bakery is accused of passing off a national chain's donuts as their own and possibly putting their customers at risk. State and county inspectors are looking into Savory Fig after a customer posted photos of the vegan and gluten-free donuts she got from them. At least one of the donuts appeared to have D-shaped sprinkles on them, just like Dunkin's does. Okay, and if that donut did come from Dunkin', it contains both wheat and dairy, which of course would be a risk to vegan and gluten-free customers. So yeah, that's not a great look there, if true.
And also in Long Island news, a lawmaker wants to decriminalize adultery in New York. According to the state penal code, adultery is still a Class B misdemeanor, although since 1972, only 13 people have been charged and 5 were convicted. A New York assemblyman has introduced a bill to repeal and decriminalize the act of adultery in New York, calling it an archaic piece of law. I see why it's seen as like kind of strange. I did not know adultery was officially a crime in New York. But I would not be the guy stepping forward to say, make cheating on your spouse legal. I wouldn't.
That would not be the hill that you would die on.
No, huh? I would just break the law silently or just not cheat at all.
Okay. Yeah, a couple of options there.
Yeah.
A restaurant in Chicago is selling a soup for $1,893. It's being served for a limited time at the Colonial Room inside the Drake Hotel. It's made with the super rare Louis XIII cognac, caviar, red snapper from the Gulf, and gold flakes.
That sounds horrible.
You need to order it 2 weeks in advance because they actually fly the snapper in fresh for every order. So the local red snapper industry is doing alive and very well, thanks to Chicago soup.
Yeah, caviar is kind of gross. Gold flakes, they put that on stuff. That is so stupid, and it needlessly spikes your food. And I'd be willing to bet it doesn't make it taste any better. 100 people in the UK broke a world record with a quarter-mile-long game of tug-of-war that lasted over a minute. Each side had 50 people positioned about 15 feet apart. The exact length was 1,694 feet. The two biggest challenges were finding a rope that long and a venue that would work. They ended up doing it on a beach in South Wales.
And a 42-year-old Wisconsin man was arrested for battery last week. He was born Derek Lee Kroll, but he legally changed his name in 2011 to D's Nuts.
Oh, my Lord.
He was arrested at his home for allegedly hitting and shoving his daughter because she hadn't done her chores. The police report says that they, quote, walked up to the top of the stairs and took D's Nuts into custody.
What a loser. Some good news here. A Walmart janitor in Arkansas was walking 5 miles to work each day until a member of his community stepped up to help. People around town call him Mr. Bill. A couple years ago, a woman named Christy Conrad offered him a ride, learned he can't drive because he's legally blind, and started driving him whenever she could. Then a few months ago, she launched a Facebook group called Mr. Bill's Village to see if other people might want to volunteer. Over 3,000 people have joined, and they just pick him up whenever they see him. The owner of a car dealership called Puckett Auto Group also heard about it. He thought Bill just needed a car. When he found out he can't drive, he decided to give Christy the new car instead.
Very cool there. Mm-hmm. Also, a 100-year-old World War II vet named Harold Terrens is being honored in France this June at an event for the 80th anniversary of D-Day, and he's planning on getting married while he's there.
Wow.
He's been dating a 96-year-old woman since 2021. They're in love, so commemorating the anniversary of D-Day and getting married there. So obviously a very cool story there.
Yeah.
That'll do it for hour number one. We're back in about 10 minutes, Channel 3, with all the latest local and state and national headlines for about 10 minutes. And then we're back with another full rundown of anything you may have missed in hour number one. Pensacola right now.